You are now watching Now That's TV.
Yo, homies, what's going on? Another episode of the Big Homies. We got some homies in the building. Okay, we're going to start over here. We got, for the first time in a long time, Topanga.
Hey, guys, it's your girl Topanga Vontae, the cutest crack baby you've ever met. What's up, y'all? Happy to be here.
That's real. The real deal crack baby.
Yeah, 80s crack baby.
We're going to get into that a little bit later.
Oh, childhood
crack,
trauma?
You got some real crackish ways.
No childhood trauma.
Days!
What's up?
Represent L.A.
All day.
Yes, yeah, sir. And got my favorite. The big sister of Atlanta. Atlanta's finest. Baby Jane is in the building with the homies. Give it up. Okay. I got a little toasty toast that we're going to go to first. All right. So it's only my second time doing it. So let me read it. Y'all ready? This is up, and down. All right. So follow the cup. All right. You ready?
Hold on. We got to make a halo for the niggas that ain't here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. There we go. Y'all ready? All right. We the wave.
We the wave.
Don't need to surf it.
Don't need to surf it.
You with the homies.
With the homies.
The mood is perfect.
The mood is perfect.
Good vibes only. No negative emotion. Big homies house.
Big homies house.
Now in motion.
It's now in motion.
So.
Nothing in this cup but my hairline and my failure.
Whoa, shit.
Oh, wow. That's a strong shot then.
Yeah, the first one always burns.
That's what he said.
Hello.
I would hope.
I'm sorry. Not to me. It's a friend.
Okay.
She's doing better now. Antibiotics.
Huh? Okay. Well, you know, honesty is key. But I'm glad you're sitting on that side of the sofa. We got a little divide. Don't need those germy germs creeping over here. All right. So, for the people that's unfamiliar with Baby Jane,
how's it?
Give him some back. First of all, I just gave you flowers. Got to give you some flowers again. If y'all don't know about the homie, I am from Atlanta, right? South side of Atlanta, though. When I was growing up, we ain't never had no reason to ever go to the east side except we was going to Stone Mountain. And that's before I knew that it was racist carved on the side of that mountain. All right? But Baby J, Big Bang, and Long Live Dave, Duct Tape Dave.
For sure. My brother.
Embraced me so hard in 2019. When they had no reason to, I was a new nigga. So
you know I'm a cancer, man. You gonna make me cry, man.
Nah, and I've been fuck! You know, it's love. So for the people that's unfamiliar with Baby Jade, tell them about Baby Jade.
I take my okay, shot. Hi, my name is Baby Jade, and I sell cigarettes in the bathroom at Magic City.
That's one thing that she does. She does a lot.
Yeah.
Been popping for a long time. But that is seriously something that anytime somebody brings Baby Jade up to me, it's like, what did she do? What did she do? She do everything. She just her.
Yeah, I don't know really how to kind of
categorize,
put a thing on like what I do. I just like, I fill in the blanks and I connect the dots for like, I don't know what camera to look at or whatever, but just like for the people that I love and I care about and that pay me very well.
Exactly. You got a lot of people in the music industry that love and care about you. Okay. Whenever Baby Jane come out, you got such a unique relationship with so many big people. Like, I just saw you a few months ago was it Rolling Loud out there with Playboi Carti?
Yeah. That's my brother.
And you always on the east side of 21 Savage, any event he does the give back.
Baby just did some shit too. Some big like fireworks shit. They had like tons of food, fireworks. Works like the little things for the kids. Like, I'm just all about like niggas that keep it real and niggas that do the right thing with their people. Like, for real.
Yeah. And also, this is a little bit of Baby Jade. Trivia. Oh, yeah. Last year, when Young Thug got out,
yes,
I called Baby Jade impromptu, probably like maybe 10 minutes to 15 minutes after it happened.
Yeah.
And she talked about it live on the radio because Thug is one of your people as well.
Yeah. I was down there when all that, like, because you know I used to go to court. Not every day, but at least like 3 or 4 times a week.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, that was a big day. Like, it was time for that.
Yeah, it's definitely time for that. It's definitely Thug is out doing shows. So, and I think that's such a good thing for the city of ATL.
I agree.
For sure.
I agree.
But it's time to kick into some conversations, okay?
Let's get it.
We got this segment that I've been doing since the inception of the Big Homies House, and it's called Facts or cap. We're gonna introduce the topic. If you agree, say facts. If you don't, say cap. Then tell us why. Topanga!
Hey guys, it's Topanga, and I have facts or cap. This segment is special. I consider Jade a socialite. That's what they would call her in the 90s. I think she is a socialite. So I'm excited to ask these questions. So facts or cap, can Atlanta's club life ever recover? I have my opinion. I want to hear yours. Facts or cap?
You've been saying it's burnt down.
I feel like one of the main things that like fucked up the club shit is that they're putting so much emphasis like on sections.
Ooh.
Yes.
And me being like a promoter and also a patroner, I mean not a patroner, like a patron.
Patron.
That's that shot.
Yeah, right? That shot is fucking up my thought process. Like me being a promoter and making money off of the people coming in, as well as me being a person that like goes out sometimes, I think that we need to get back to the essence of the club culture, because in some places, I'm not gonna call out any names or no shit like that, but in some places it's almost like you don't feel comfortable going there unless you have a section. But when you do have a section, all people do is stand around in the section and sit on their phones and maybe look out into the crowd or something. People aren't having fun anymore. And I think that's like, that's killing the shit, because when you used to go to the club back in the day, like it used to be all about like seeing who you could see, moving around, getting fresh so you could catch some niggas or catch some bitches or, you know, whatever, whatever. But it's like now it's like people go, they stand in their one spot in their section, and then it's kind of like over.
You know, from my experience in nightlife, I've been in it a long time. I do remember the AG culture coming in, and they set the tone for, you know, you don't have to be a celebrity to have the celebrity experience. So I think that's what they wanted to happen. I think people took it overboard. Their idea was to make everyday people that work hard feel included and have that exclusive feel.
Wait, so that's where that mindset of Atlanta came from?
Well, that section. So then Miami started incorporating, people started incorporating. You'll see it at Liv and Tootsie's and this place, that place. You know, that Atlanta feel of everyone can be included. You know, you have your money. And they took it overboard. And I actually experienced, and I'm not going to name the club because it's probably illegal, but I went in a Brookhaven deep down, and I went to a club, and it's literally nothing but section. You cannot, there's no bar. I'm not going to say the culture behind it, but there's no bar. Yeah. You cannot buy anything but a bottle. There's, you have to buy a section. There's no,
that's some bullshit. Like, and literally, I want to go to a place like that.
And I couldn't believe it, but everybody's friendly. I'm like, can I buy a shot off the, like, buy a shot? And literally, it was unreal. They take your bottle, they bring it out, and you, it's nothing but sections. It was no fun. I'm not gonna lie to you. It was,
that's
no
how
fun.
Most major clubs are, though.
No, but this has no dance floor. This has no bar. There's not an option for anything. Like, they literally take your bottle, they put it in a teacup.
So they basically force you to spend your money.
Yeah, they take your bottle, they put it in a teacup, they take your chaser, they put it in a Stanley, so if the cops come, everybody's good, and you have a time of your life.
Hole-in-the-wall shit is this?
It wasn't a hole-in-the-wall. It was very nice. But that is how they have taken what they created and have exploited that much to the point that people can't even come and socialize and meet other people because you have to be in a section. And that's why I want to know, facts or cap, can it be saved? Are we too far gone in creating this exclusive environment that people can't even connect anymore?
That's kind of like a hard one, because it's like with a lot of these places, especially like these lounges, I feel like the only way to save it would be to remodel and remove the sections.
I agree.
But who's gonna spend that kind of money to do that?
The promoters and the club owners are making too much money for, like, so if I'm a promoter and I'm trying to make more money, why would I take away the thing that's making me more money? Like, I don't want, if I'm making $15,000, I'm not trying to go back to making $5,000 without the sections. You feel me? So it's like you're asking people to.
I get it, but like back in the day, the promoters weren't as money driven. They were more concerned about the experience.
Yeah, the lifestyle, the vibe. Experience, yeah.
You know what I mean? It was like, if you went to a party and like said you didn't have a good time, then it used to be like a time back in the day where whoever promoted that party would be crushed. Like, you came to my party and you didn't have a good time. But it's like, now, like, niggas don't even give a fuck. Like, they leave and take their money before the party's even over.
Yeah.
Like, they don't care about the experience. And, it, you know, there are a few clubs here that still have dance floors. Like, if you go to the South Side, Backstage, they have a dance floor.
You work at Backstage.
I'm just saying, but that's a place that has a dance floor. Grown Folks has a dance floor. But those are older places because those people value... They value it. But you gotta go all the way to the South Side to older spots, 40 and up. They
don't. You gotta go to Gatby Road to go to the Gatby.
That's what I'm saying. You gotta go to but why do you have to go to places 40 and up to experience that? Why don't the younger generation?
Well, do you think they're just catering to the demographic in this area? But why because people over here just wanna flex.
But why don't they know how to dance? Why don't they know
how to socialize?
Going
to old
they're not coming,
flex.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, but why don't the other generations, especially the newer generations, know how to socialize and actually meet people and actually get off their phones and actually
you
dance.
Asking why because the iPad kids?
Why does that stop?
I feel like the new generation is so caught up in the internet. You got to understand, like, the older generation and, like, the quote-unquote older people, I don't know what y'all consider old or whatever, but, like, the 30 and up, like, didn't have... No, that's what I'm saying.
Well, that's the last generation of people that dance on the dance floor. Yeah.
A lot of people think 30 is old, like... But a lot of the 30 and up generation, like these kids and these new generation people and the YNs and the YBs or whatever y'all wanna call them, like, all they know is the internet.
Yeah,
like,
you're right.
Like, the 30 and up, like, we came in on the dance floor. Yeah. So it's like, yeah, we get it, but it's like, at the end of the day, we know how to do both. And, you know, like, we prefer the latter because that was, like, I don't wanna, like, go out and all I'm doing is standing around in a section on my phone. Like, that's a waste of my time and money.
And I remember, like, shit, I'm 30. I'll be 35 by, well...
36.
Yeah, 30, I'm 34.
Yeah, let's get it. We all in 30,
I'll be 35 by the end of the summer. But I'm 34, and I remember, shit, we had dances in the... We had dance, like, cliques. Like,
there was teen clubs.
Yeah, like...
Teen clubs. The teen clubs were amazing.
Niggas would learn whatever the latest crank that was. Like, niggas had crank.
But that's
that
the last...
Batman.
But to her point, that's the last generation that danced.
I'm agreeing with it. Like, you had crank that Batman, crank that Roosevelt, crank that Soulja Boy, crank that Birdwalk. You had crank that everything. Niggas would crank your mama if they could.
So that's the last... So the Soulja Boy era was the last generation of teenagers that danced.
I disagree.
On a dance floor.
Not the Soulja Boy era. Like, okay, I'm from the West Side, right? So we had, like, the Pool Palace. We had Club Crucial, which is, like, if you've never been a Crucial or if you've never come through Crucial, then you can't say you're from Atlanta for real because, like, Crucial made everybody, like, from the Futures to the Jeezys to the fucking Shawty Lows to the Tips to the fucking 21s, to the anybody, like, anybody who somebody had to come through Crucial in order to be solidified in Atlanta. So it's like, even with that, like, we weren't really necessarily, like, cranking it on the West Side, but we were twerking and
you
shit.
You were bending your knees,
you know what I'm saying? Rocking your head. Like, that shit, like, that was the time, like, that was the best shit ever in the world. Like, but it's like now, like, that shit just kind of disappeared and, like, went away, and it's heartbreaking.
So do you feel like after the Soulja Boy, Roscoe Dash, that whole era of that fun dancing, do you think the dance floor existed after that era? Those youngins, that last generation of the Soulja Boy?
Nah, it did, because it was like on the West Side, like, we weren't really doing all that. Like, we had our own little, like, West Side shit that we used to do. It was comparable and similar, but it was like, after that whole shit, but before this section shit or whatever.
So basically, people in Atlanta knew that dancing was still happening.
Yeah.
Me from being up from North, mainstream might have not known.
Exactly.
Mainstream might think that the only generation left after that was Soulja Boys and stuff like that, but in Atlanta, it was still going on.
Like,
see,
it was still
Atlanta culture.
On.
Yeah. Okay. What you got next?
All right, Facts or Cap? The greatest rappers in Atlanta come from the East Side.
I want you to lie.
Cap.
I'm going to stay out of this because I'm from Jersey.
I say the best rappers in Atlanta do come from the South Side, for sure.
What?
South Side, yeah.
Name one nigga from the South Side that's a great rapper.
2 Chainz.
Okay, Touche. Another one.
Ludacris.
Okay,
I thought he was West Side.
Ludacris is definitely with the Mannequin.
No, he's from the South Side, College Park.
Yeah.
Okay, you can't go past that.
Thug is from Cleveland.
Thug is definitely not from the South Side. Thug is from Zone 3, which is closer to the West Side.
No,
than
Thug. If you talk about Cleveland Ave, that is the South Side.
No, the fuck
is yes,
not.
Yes, it is, bro.
No,
and Cleveland
no.
Ave is the South Side.
No, sir. No, Sirski.
It's closer to the West Side.
Okay.
No, Sirski.
It depends on what side. When I talk about Cleveland, I talk about the side where Tri-Cities is.
He's not from that part, though.
Okay, well, shit. That, when I think Cleveland, that's what I think.
No,
okay,
the fuck. So, you know how far away that is
from that's Cleveland Ave, long as fuck. It's long as a motherfucker.
That's, you talking about down by ICLA's and fucking Tri-Cities.
Okay, well, you know what? I'm glad
East
I said
Point.
I'm glad
that's
I said
even,
that because Outkast from the South Side. I win.
What's
thank
the name?
You. Outkast. Yes, Outkast from the South Side.
Okay, that's it. And
it's
that's
Waka, so
and the buck stops there.
But Jermaine Dupri is not a rapper, but he's a producer from the South Side.
Atlanta does so good at making everybody mash together. Because if you're from up north like me, you think that's all Atlanta. Like, we we think everybody's famous from Atlanta. We have no idea about zones.
Is, this shit is sectioned off. Like,
it's sectioned off, man.
It's Clayco South. Off. That's South, right?
Clayco. Yeah, yeah. Lotto's the best female rapper in Atlanta history.
For sure.
South Side.
Okay. So what part of the South Side is in Atlanta?
Shit, Henry County?
Man, it's a lot of shit. It's not.
So you can't be from McDonough talking about you from Atlanta.
Fuck no.
Okay.
Stop, Greg.
No.
Can people from Sandy Springs say they're from Atlanta?
No.
Even the old Sandy
Springs. Hold on. What are you calling
because
Atlanta?
Because before
what,
they started zoning.
What are you calling Atlanta?
Because I heard Sandy Springs.
I'm calling Atlanta. What
Fulton
do you mean?
County is that
so is,
Sandy Springs is Fulton
is
County.
College, oh. Is college,
that's what I was asking.
Is yeah. College Park Atlanta? Y'all about to set me off.
I heard College Park. I heard that that's Atlanta.
It's kind of, man, that shit kind of gets cloudy.
No, it don't, bro, because if we're talking Atlanta rappers.
Jay, whatever Jay says, it stands.
You mentioned Ludacris. You mentioned 2 Chainz. You mentioned Outkast. You mentioned Lotto.
No,
so
like,
you can't say the South Side. It's not Atlanta.
Now, listen.
Where your granny live? That's what Atlanta people care about. Where did your grandmom live? And whose house, who had custody of you? That's where you're from. Whoever had custody of you.
Let me power up. Hold on.
Man, that South Side shit is kind of like...
Did your granny have custody of you, and where'd you spend your weekends at? Because that's where you really from.
Yeah, like I said, the South Side is the best side of Atlanta rap. Now, what was your answer going to be?
She's disgusted with you. You filth. She's
yeah,
disgusted.
Yeah, like, you're, like, that's crazy. Like, because even, okay, name me some niggas who you're saying are from the East Side.
Future?
Future is not from the East Side. Future is from East Atlanta.
Is that not the same?
No, the fuck is not.
Gucci.
All I know.
East Atlanta.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Like I said at the beginning of this episode,
Jay, you're giving.
I never went to the East Side.
Jade's giving New York City right
what?
Now. She's giving New York girls.
So what
are East Side
Atlanta?
Rappers?
Yeah.
What rappers are from the East Side?
East Side rappers. Hey,
look down the East Side boys. They from East Side.
Wait, that's not. Wait, hold on. Educate us.
Hold
no,
on.
No, seriously.
You know
educate the people. No.
2 seconds. You're going to have to get the fuck out.
I'm
like,
sorry.
With you right now.
I think he just went to school in Atlanta.
Yeah,
oh,
like,
I'm sorry.
What the hell? Like,
I'm sorry. Okay. Well, we're wrapping for the chat.
No, I want the
why from Kennesaw.
Wait.
I am from college. I went to Tri-Cities High
Kennesaw.
School. I went to Harriet Tubman Elementary School. And
Harriet Tubman never heard of it. Not one time.
It don't exist anymore.
It's like Barack Obama School. It's probably
new. Yeah. It's different now. I went to Woodland Middle School.
Oh my God, me too. It's
giving Dallas, Georgia.
Fuck out of here, man.
It's crazy. It's giving Dallas.
Woodland Middle School is in East Point. It's right next to
but I've heard,
he fucking do.
But I've heard people from Austell claim Atlanta. I've heard that before.
Austell get a pass because that's what 6 Flags
is. Austell is like East West connector. That shit don't count.
That's out.
But
there.
I've heard
that's
people
not,
from like
no,
I've heard
no,
Six Flags
no.
people, you know.
Man.
Oh, somebody from Lithia Springs. Are they from Atlanta?
Fuck no.
But if their grandmom lives in the West End and that's where they stay at in the
well, they don't
summer.
Need to even mention Lithia Springs. Like,
I want
to
know the difference between the East Side and what'd you say?
East Atlanta.
East Atlanta. What's the difference?
East the East Side basically is anything past
Gresham.
Flat Shoals
okay.
on 20.
Okay.
That's where East Atlanta pretty much basically stops. Gresham, all that shit, that's the East Side.
Okay.
That's cool, whatever. But East Atlanta, like Edgewood, Kirkwood, all that shit, that's not technically the East Side.
What?
Oh, that's about
that's East Atlanta.
It's like past Greedy.
Zone 6.
Yeah.
Zone and we can have
Atlanta,
a whole Zone 6 discussion until next week. So we're not even finna start that, but
she said you're not taking me down that rabbit hole.
But
that rabbit hole, I
East Atlanta is a whole totally different ballgame. That's just like saying the East Side and fucking God forbid, like Stone Mountain or some shit, like, or Scottsdale, okay, or you know what I'm saying, some shit like that. Like,
so Kendall Rose,
Stone Mountain and Scottsdale, that's like the deep east side. Shout out to DJ Pretty Boy Tank, because we have this discussion. We have this argument every time, but it's like,
Tank gonna be in the comments, for sure.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, it's definitely boundaries to this shit.
So
like,
historically, if you're giving us some facts, just yes. There was a set zoning that existed, and then the zoning switched, and that's what caused the conflict. Because I heard the zoning did switch.
So technically, according to the Census Bureau, it didn't switch. But from a nigga standpoint, like, it extended and was giving grace to certain parts of the deep east side, or the whatever side that you're trying to extend the grace to for that particular zone or area or whatever.
And people from Atlanta did not respond well to this, I'm assuming.
We didn't acknowledge it.
So people,
I mean,
from
give or take a radius of a certain amount of miles or a certain amount of areas or whatever. But what, Kodak?
No, nothing.
You sitting over there huffing and puffing and shit.
I was breathing. I'm sorry. I'm scared.
So, acknowledging the fact that zip codes in the hospital you were born in hold a lot of...
No, like I was saying earlier, the only people that shit really matters to is niggas that were born at Grady. Like, the Grady babies take that shit overly super personal.
Why are they so Atlanta? Like, what do they... Why,
because they feel... I guess the Grady babies had to...
Oh, my God.
Had to go through the struggle. So, like, you know...
It's giving Medicaid.
They went through the struggle to get to where they were, and they are fucking upset about that 66 Butler Street or whatever that address is over there. Because that's what they're always talking about. No offense.
No, they do take it serious. My kids were born in 2018 and 2021, and they gave my kids a Grady Baby onesie, like, at the hospital.
Yeah, like,
and it's a onesie they give you. It says Grady Baby.
Let me go.
Screen printed.
I got other questions for Baby J.
What's up, man?
wait. We have... No. We have one more fact to
get. Hold on.
We
got to get back on schedule. Y'all, and you not even from Atlanta. You have
I'm from Jersey. I'm learning.
You out here giving your opinion as a fact. Shut up.
I just want to know.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm sick of arguing about Grady.
Baby J.
What's up, gang?
Host of Big Facts. I'd rather hang with Jay. When we getting the cooking show?
No, listen. Just be quiet. It's coming. Are you reading my mind?
No. Because I've seen and experienced you and the cake, the JD cakes, okay? Speaking of that, right?
Yes.
I think we was talking about it before the cameras rolled on, so I got a little JD fact.
Ooh.
JD fact. I remember one of the best responses that I've seen to JD cakes was Young Dolph.
And you know, that was the last person I ever made JD cakes for.
Yes, and I know, because I have a personal connection to that, because I remember he was actually supposed to come in the episode before.
Yes.
And I ended up eating the first batch of JD cakes.
Yes.
And they were red velvet.
Yes.
And
that was his favorite.
Young Dolph had got these cupcakes, and bro, you would have thought he was a 10-year-old child how he reacted to these cakes.
Yeah, that was crazy. And you know, that's the last time I ever made them. Like, and when people ask me, like, why I don't make them or whatever, like, I always tell them, because, you know, like, a few weeks after he came on the show and I gave him, because he had been on me for like a year, like, man, you'll never make them for me, you be bullshitting, whatever. But then when I found out he was coming on the show, I was like, you know what, let me get this nigga his shit. And then, you know, a few weeks after that, that's when he left us, and you know, all that shit happened or whatever. So it kind of wigged me from making them, because I'm like, damn, like, that shit was crazy. Like, that whole situation was like out of control. But you know, I'm trying to figure out a way to like get myself back to like wanting to do them, but that shit just kind of like, like, you kind of,
yeah.
You were ready for I'd rather cook with Jade or I'd rather bake with Jade.
Yeah. I'd rather rather bake.
Hold that thought.
I'm a publicist. I can't help myself.
Spinny. I like that.
Yes.
Okay. But yeah, that was just my thought about Baby Jane and her.
Yeah, that nigga loved him, bro. Yeah. Like, that nigga, man, that nigga. That was a real nigga for real.
One time for Flip. And also, man, he gave me a cool ass drop after the episode too. So one time for Dolph. Yeah. So let's get into the confession session. The confession session.
Let's get
that sounds spicy.
No, it's about to be as spicy as you want to make it, habanero. so tell us.
I'm a habanegro.
Trademark.
That's a cupcake. That's a cupcake special. JD's having Negroes.
Oh my god.
Mike just dropped on my knee.
Oh my god.
I'm hurt.
I thought your knees didn't work.
Do you have Obamacare?
Oh my god. What the hell is wrong with y'all?
You need to get it before he's gone.
Well, of course. Never mind. Baby Jane, so we're going to let you do the confession. Give us one of your craziest things you've experienced or witnessed, and you know, because I know you be outside, you be everywhere, you've helped me a few times. I remember when we helped get Clark Atlanta Lotto for their homecoming, and that was actually a big show for them.
That was
you're the one that made that happen. Yes. So you've been. I remember also we did a it was fucking G Herbo had a show on the South Side, and that's back when I first started doing this.
Yeah,
we was backstage, and I said, "God damn it, that's Jay." So that's another question. We just talked about how Dolph had so much love for you. G Herbo, everybody that comes
to
Atlanta.
That's my brother, Swerve. Big Swerve.
Yeah, everybody comes to Atlanta.
I call him G Swerve Burt.
G Swerve Burt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. How do you become Jay? Because, again, like I said in the beginning, everybody asked me, like, how did Jay do it? Tell us, how do you become who you are? Especially in this type of industry that we're in, where it's so male-dominated.
You know what? That's a good question that I don't even think I know how to properly answer. Like, I'm just like a get-it-done type of person. Like, people know that, like, if they call me, like, it's gonna get done. Like, if I fuck with you and I love you and I know you got that same genuine love for me, and you got some shit that needs to be done, like, I'm not thinking about, okay, hold on, let me see how much I can charge this nigga, or let me see, like, what I can get out of this, or let me see how it's gonna benefit me, or, you know what I'm saying, no shit like that. If it's some shit that you need done and it's something that I can do, like, that's all I know is to do it.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? Like.
And you lead with love, too, because everybody.
No, I swear to God.
Never heard nobody ever had nothing bad to say about Jay.
But it's like, I just believe in that. Like, if you reciprocate the same love that I have for you, like, I'll go to the fucking, man, the core of the sun and come back. And, like, it won't even be a thing for me because. I know, like, or at least I feel like in my heart, until you show me differently, that you'll do the same for me. So it's like, I don't know what to say or how to call that.
Yeah.
I always consider her, because I was compared to her a lot, so that's how I heard about her. I always thought she was like a publicist. I was like, oh, she's like a publicist.
She is. She's a publicist.
No, but she really, I mean, you're not writing up any, but I consider her like a publicist in the sense, if you wanted to put a time on it.
Yeah.
You know, there's not a high retainer.
But you know what? I see what you're saying. And I feel like Jay is a publicist in a different type of
way. That's PR.
Like, yeah, not real shit. And it's like, if you want to PR. Because just like, I hate to keep going back to the Instagram shit or whatever, and no offense to anybody that feels like this or whatever, but you know how some people like be trying to have like these deep ass pages, like I'm only going to post a certain picture at a
certain
time.
Everything's strategic. And
like, you could call me today. If I fuck with you and you fucking just opened up a hot dog factory, like,
them dogs,
I'm gonna post your flyer, like, as soon as you this is my people, if y'all fuck with me, go fuck with them and fucking eat all the hot dogs and
eat
the
these glizzies,
whatever they got.
Eat these,
like,
glizzies.
Yes, bro, cause they're the best fucking wieners in the world. Like, and
open your
I'm
mouth.
Vouching for that, and I'm putting that on my face because this is my people and I want them to make money and be successful. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just, I don't know. That shit just...
she's not gonna put the wiener up.
It doesn't sound how it looks. Or looks how it sounds.
How does it look?
Like a wiener.
How does confessions.
Wait, how does it taste though?
What the fuck are you?
The best shit ever in the world. I need a million of them. At a time.
Oh, brother. Oh my
Jay,
God.
Jay, do lesbians hit on you? Since you're from Atlanta, I know Atlanta and
lesbians hate.
I don't know.
Hit on her.
Hit. Oh.
Because like I don't have any like. How can I put this?
That's Atlanta. Atlanta is very lesbian.
I don't have any whole friends. Like I don't really. Oh, yeah. I don't want to say I don't really deal with females, but like all my friends are niggas, like guys.
That's not ass. You hang with so many guys. Like, do the girls?
I
don't.
If they have, I didn't
even notice it,
even receive it, or pay attention to it. I don't have any problems with like lesbian people that like women or nothing like that. But I don't know.
Wieners only, guys. Wieners only.
Yeah.
Hot Dog Factory open now.
Oh my god.
But what? Okay, so let me slide back. What is it like your incredible media entertainment club, whatever story? Like something that you witnessed and you were like, what the fuck? No, no face, no case, no names, no blame.
Does it involve coke?
Does it exclude Diddy parties? God.
You was at the freak offs?
No, I'm just playing. I'm just talking shit. And I told you what I told y'all.
Oh, you said
okay?
It?
Yeah, yeah.
You
let's
said
stop.
He was getting off.
Yeah, you said it.
Are you going to the freak off? You have one in Atlanta?
No. Maybe not.
She works in the community. She's a
yeah. Like figure. I'm gonna, you know, I'm gonna support.
You gonna be working the dough that day?
Nah, man, she gonna be selling mints in the bathroom. That's what she said. She did say-
cigarettes in the bathroom.
They're not doing cigarettes at no fucking Diddy party. We know that.
Nah, but I'm just, you know, it's just, you know, no offense, like I said, to any like abuse victims or anything like that. But I'm just glad to see that. He's coming back home to his family because he has some great kids, and the family unit that he has cultivated for them and built up, like without him, it took a hit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm not like, again, like I said, like no offense to any abuse victims or no shit like that, but I'm speaking specifically on his situation. Like his family needs him.
Yeah.
Because he's the heart and soul of his family. So I'm just glad to see that he's not facing a situation that is going to take him away from them permanently.
Yeah.
Guys, please don't try to twist that. She is saying that she is not against victims. She advocates and supports victims, but she is happy that a family is reunited, guys.
Oh, God.
That's just clarity.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes.
But yeah, Wild J stories. You're not going to skip over that. You don't talk about Diddy, you know, nigga.
So I
she's like, not that one. That one was
nope,
wet.
Nope. I wasn't supposed to be there.
Yeah, I can't really talk about that one either. Shit.
You got a lot of them.
Just don't drop names.
Jay is the good friend. She's not the friend that calls you like, remember them bitches we fucked last night, bro?
Yeah, like
Whoa. The three bitches.
Yeah, Jay's like, not that funny.
Yeah. She's like, no.
I've had some interesting times in my life. And you know, I've seen the mountaintop.
Jay, you're sweating, you're shaking, you're trying to protect people.
Jay
can be a politician, boy.
You are definitely
I've had a great life.
I'm gonna start using that when people. I've had a great life.
Yeah,
I've had a great.
That
life.
Is a great way.
I've had a really good life. I've seen a lot of things, and you know, everything that I've seen shall go to the grave.
That's a good answer.
I've had a great life.
I'm not gonna bullshit you. I'm not gonna beat around the bush. I'm not gonna try to make up anything. Like you know, we've had some times.
Sometimes we're
good run.
Yes. Good long run.
Long. So it's long.
Hey,
I like that. Wait.
What the fuck is you?
That's what Jay said.
Baby, would you have anything for the ATM?
Yeah, man. All right, well, what's an iconic moment that you can talk about that's happened in Atlanta?
Or to you? Like, what moment was like, damn, this shit lit? Because you've been outside for a minute. Where were you when Big Meech brought the Tigers in?
I was at the door.
Damn.
What?
I was at the door.
Oh my God.
That was definitely like. Okay. So let me tell y'all one of my moments, and this is like the Meech era or whatever. But Blue Da Vinci had just dropped. Jeezy had just dropped. The Streets Is Watching or whatever. So it was time for Birthday Bash, and fucking. This was when Birthday Bash was at Lakewood Amphitheater. So they had given us a set, like, you know, on the Birthday Bash or whatever, whatever. Long live, rest in peace, God forbid, all that good shit. DJ Nando was our DJ, so, you know, of course, he DJed, like, the set or whatever. So we were out there, like, we were trying to, we did the walkthrough, like, a week before, because we had, like, posters, banners, magazines, all kind of shit, like, everything that you could think of. We had lighters, fucking t-shirts, fucking zip ties. We had all kind of shit, crazy
zip
shit.
Ties.
Yeah, like, it was crazy.
Not being
like, all kind of
allegations.
Promo materials, anything you could think about. So, we were just talking, like, trying to figure out, like, what else we could do to, you know, like, make it phenomenal and fantastic or whatever. So, Meech was like, you know, since their thing was, like, throwing money in the club, he was trying to figure out, like, how we could throw money over Birthday Bash. So, Juice came up with this idea, like, we could throw the money, we could fly the helicopter over, because Lakewood Amphitheater's outside.
Yeah.
So they were like, okay, we can fly the helicopter over Lakewood Amphitheater and, like, throw the money out the helicopter and make it rain over fucking Birthday Bash.
Wow.
So when they were trying to figure out, like, you know, who, of course, like,
who else can make it happen?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So I was like, fuck it, I'll do it, hell yeah. Like, I love helicopters. And, you know, we were trying to figure out, like, how would we make it, you know, make sense or whatever. So we had, Meech was like, okay, fuck it, we gonna do 50,000, throw it over, you know what I'm saying, the Birthday Bash, whatever, whatever, and blah, blah, blah. So we rented the helicopter. I had to meet with the pilot or person, you know, the mm-hmm. it was an older white guy, whatever, whatever. So he was telling me, so we did, like, a test run over Lakewood, and he was telling me, like, in order for this to work, because it's like, if we flew over it and I just threw the money out, it'll fly up in the propellers and, like, the money will chop up and it'll just be, like, shredded pieces of bits of paper, and it wouldn't even make sense to do it. So he was like, when I lean the helicopter like this, you got to throw it over there so it won't, you know, like, fly up or whatever.
Oh,
so I was like,
God.
Okay, cool. So the day comes, we getting everything together. We setting up all the shit. So I leave and go to Peachtree DeKalb Airport, because that's where the helicopter had to fly out of, and get in the helicopter. So the white guy was kind of, like, looking at me amazed. He asked me, like, how much it was. I'm not thinking anything of it. So yeah. I told him, you know, it was 50,000, whatever, whatever. So he was like, what? Are you serious? And you're gonna throw all of it? And I'm like, yeah, like, this ain't my money. Like, I'm not finna keep, this is what this is for. Like, I'm not cuffing none of this. Like, this, I don't know.
This is what it's for.
Yeah, like, we finna make a movie. Like, come on, white man. Like, let's get it. You know what I'm saying? So we go, we fly to the shit. It's like a million people out there. It's fucking traffic everywhere, whatever, whatever. But we were running a little bit behind. So they were already on stage, like, by the time we actually got, like, over the flying area for the shit or whatever. So he was like, you ready? I was like, yeah. He was like, so it was kind of like he was almost skiing the helicopter, because he was kind of, like, turning in and turning in, and he would turn and drop, and then I would have to turn and drop, and then turn and drop. And
wait,
it was
so
like,
you had to learn how to throw money out of a helicopter?
Yeah, like I told you, we did the test run, and he showed me how to do it, like, when he leaned this way, I would have to throw that way. And then when he leaned this way, I have to throw that way.
Yeah.
So it was like, it took us probably about a good 5 to 10 minutes to get all the money out and to, you know, throw all the money, whatever, whatever. Yeah. But it was like, after that day, like, that was the biggest shit, one of the biggest shits ever, like, to be talked about at Birthday Bash. Like, nobody has ever done that. Nobody will ever do it again. Like, it was like, that was one of my, like, fucking proud mom wow moments. Yeah. Like, that was like some legendary shit.
Were you hooked up to anything?
I mean, I had like my seatbelt on. Like they have in the, when you get in the helicopter, they have like straps and you know what I'm saying. But that was it.
Yeah,
that was it.
And she did.
Ain't no stunts. Ain't no what is it? The stunt dummies. What they called?
Stunt J's. No stunt J's.
No stunt J's. Nothing.
Yeah,
no
like that shit was lit, bro.
Now these are moments where I wish Instagram existed because you could have took a little video.
Right. Bro, yes. Like I didn't even think
nobody
to
got that on video.
Nothing.
I mean, there was
no video.
People
of
that were there probably got
oh,
it.
Those videos. I'm talking about her upstairs. I mean, upstairs. Her in the helicopter. You know.
Yeah. Like,
did cameras have phones back then? Well, did phones have cameras back then?
No, they had.
I don't know.
Though.
We were working the twerks. I mean, the chirps, the Nextel chirps.
Mm.
Chirps.
Working and twerking? I
mean, official Jade dance.
We all had the chirp phones. The Nextel.
Official Jade dance is the
BlackBerry chirp shit. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Chirping.
Okay.
Gangsta shit.
Homies, coming up next, we got questions with Cree. We'll take a quick break. Be right back. And we got a guest in the building. We got Cree back.
It is time for Questions with Cree, where I'm going to pull out an anonymous question, and our guest today is going to answer it and give
what
you some
is
advice.
Freaky shit?
I don't know. We have to see.
Oh, you got freaky questions in there?
Do you want a freaky question? Okay. Let's see.
No,
what
that.
Is.
My bad.
Calm yourself down.
Yeah, shit.
CT.
Okay. So the question is, Cree.
That boy, big homie, Maloney.
Okay. Question.
See, are you ready?
I am. I've got it.
She looks like she'll slap the hell out of you.
She
too.
Right.
She already set up my goddamn phone.
You're being distracting. Okay. So it says, Cree, I love my man. Okay. I love my man, but I do not think he loves what I do. I traditionally work around a lot of men, and I'm having a hard time in my relationships.
Sex worker?
Hard time?
It doesn't say what she does.
I heard hard.
It just says I'm having a hard time in my relationship because I work with so many men, and my man is currently jealous. What should I do, and how do I work through this?
Her man must not have any money.
Yeah.
Jesus, Jay.
It doesn't say that. It just says that she's going through something with her man.
And why does she work? She has a job. He has no money.
No, I'm saying he must be jealous and insecure because he doesn't have any money. Because men with no money have nothing else to focus on but what their partner is doing with other men that possibly have more money.
This is true.
That's true.
Okay, so what should she do? Should she break up with him? Should she tell him that he don't have enough money?
Hang with Jay.
Hang with Jade,
if she hangs with Jade, she's gone.
Right. Never mind.
Don't hang with Jade. You will lose your girl.
Your girl will be in the sexual
world. There's more hang with Jade, she is not.
There's more niggas with more money. More niggas with more money.
You know your girl got to protect.
No. Don't hang with Jade.
Hey,
she can bake with Jade. She can bake with Jade.
If you're trying to keep your nigga or whatever your whatever he is, you know what I'm
saying? She can bake with you.
Leave me alone.
Might be safe.
Okay, but what should she do? She leaves you alone, right?
She leaves me alone.
What?
She sounds like she needs to leave him alone.
Right. I agree. Kodak, what do you think?
I definitely think she need to leave Buddy alone. Because if your nigga insecure nigga ain't never going to not be insecure. You feel me? That's
yeah, if it's not the fact that you're working with niggas, it's going to be the fact that you put too much potato sauce in it.
Yeah, like, why you put that on? Bitch, I'm wearing jeans.
Whatever, like.
Yeah.
I'm wearing jeans.
Yeah, like, a nigga that's not happy with himself could never
he gonna always
be happy
find
for you.
Something.
It's always going to be something.
Yeah, definitely.
I learned that a long time ago. Like,
you wearing white toes? You a white toe girl now. Damn.
You wearing them old white toe hoes now. Like
next
come on,
thing
man.
I can't get jailed? Fuck. Damn. Yeah. Cheat. I'm sorry.
Okay, so
ain't paying for nothing, but got a comment.
But has a comment.
They never pay.
You right? Okay, so what do you say?
I said cheat, but I take that back.
She says she loves him, so I doubt that that's a.
You can love somebody and still leave.
Yeah, people. You right?
You got to love yourself more.
You right?
You got to love yourself more. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure the job she had when she got with him, and that's my biggest thing.
You know what's crazy?
He probably met her at the job. You know it always is that.
You know what's crazy? She probably wrote all that. She's still sucking dick at the job. That's crazy.
She probably has a work boyfriend now that I think about it. They always got a work boyfriend. When their boyfriend's giving them problems at home.
No, real shit. I've learned that, like, most women that are happy with their place of employment have a work wiener on the side.
Mm.
So, fellas, if your girl love her job, you're not doing yours.
Like, oh wait, what kind of job are we talking about? Like Dollar Tree? Like, what are we talking about jobs?
I don't know what kind of job.
Any job. Your girl
got... So she fucking the stock boy at Dollar Tree?
Yes.
And she love Dollar Tree?
See. Damn. Don't let your girl work at Amazon.
Oh no, there's tons of dildos there. No, they make the
warehouse niggas.
Them warehouse niggas
be moving and grooving.
They tear your bitch down.
What?
Baby.
Oh my goodness. Y'all done see that Drewski skit?
Oh yeah, no.
That shit is real life, bro.
But also, they got nothing but time and space.
And Boys and Girls Club, don't let your girl work the Boys and Girls Club. Them camp counselors be fucking. Them camp counselors be fucking. YMCA, Boys and Girls Club, they always fucking.
Y'all too freaky for
all them camp counselors, don't do that. Shoot. Don't do that.
Okay, so let's go around. There's so many different answers, so many things that you can do just regarding this situation. You could either cheat, you could leave, you could absolutely not hang out with Jade because you then will be single.
Yeah, cancel that bitch like Nino.
But I feel like
Richard nigga's gonna get you.
I feel like the bottom line is loving yourself more, right? So you said that you love your job. And if you love your job, then more than likely, you love yourself to some extent. And it's a matter of finding somebody that loves you just as much or even more.
Loves you not even just as much, but loves you just the way that you are.
Right, right.
Oh, she has that at Amazon.
Even with that, Jade, how was it regarding you finding someone that loves you just the way that you are with no, like, I guess interference, because you said, "Ooh, my scarf came off."
Wait, Jade's off the market?
Oh no! I'm
I was about to say
I'm totally up
because,
for sale.
Because like,
for sale. I'm not up for sale, but like
Backpage is no longer available.
I'm saying that because you said I'm saying that because you said you experienced that in the past. So if you've experienced something like that in the past, how did you move forward from that? Just regarding someone, or you realizing that someone doesn't love you the way that you are?
I had to leave the nigga, but it's like for me. How can I say this? Because I just talked about this on another podcast that I just did. Like, for me, it's easier for me to just have, like, friends that are, that I'm able to utilize for different things. Like, because, like, with me, the whole, like, just for instance, take the whole concept of, like, marriage, right? I've seen my parents were married until my mom died, so like I had the solid foundation of the marriage and, you know what I'm saying, all that kind of shit. But all the people that I know in my generation and from the, like, probably
is that him?
Right. I'm like, you smiling? Okay.
No.
Okay. He know you talking about him right now. Okay. Take your time, Jade. Cody.
Damn, what were we talking about?
I don't know. But shit.
We were talking about your foundation. We were talking about your foundation.
Marriage shit, right?
Yes, yes.
That nigga fucked you up.
So
bro.
Yeah, like, no, like all of the people that I know, like, from my generation and from, like, the last two or three generations before that are married, like, don't really do married people shit that you're supposed to be doing. So it's like, I don't really, the whole concept of marriage for me doesn't make sense unless we are entering into, I don't want to say a financial agreement, but we're entering, I look at marriage like a, for me, marriage is, would only make sense for me if it was like a business deal. Mm-hmm. Like, if we were coming together to partner to create a bigger and better situation in life. And love is definitely a part of that, but if it doesn't make sense all the way around, I can't see myself, like, getting married, because it doesn't make sense. I'd rather just, you know, do what I'm doing and move how I'm moving and groove how I'm grooving or whatever with my friends that I can call, like, if I want to go out of town or if I want to go to Zimbabwe or to the zoo or to the fucking ice cream parlor. Like, I know who I need to call for that, and they're gonna, like, grant my every wish on their command or whatever. And it's no strings attached, it's no expectations, it's just a genuine love, knowing that, you know, like, we enjoy each other's company while we have that company, and anything else outside of that time of that company is not necessarily the concern.
But that's polygamy. That's polygamy. Without there's polygamy that doesn't involve sex. That's polygamy.
You get your companionship
from other people. That's still polygamy.
But I thought polygamy involved like doing it. Like
no, because there's non-sexual people in polygamy. There's non-monogamous people. There's all types of relationships.
Friendship. What do you?
No, right. But instead of turning to one single person for intimacy, companionship, and stuff like that, she turns to other people that will do it on their command. That's not friendship.
It's friends. That's, if we not fucking.
No, but
we are friends.
Okay, well, I just seen Dr. Bryant say that, you know, I can't date a man with kids because he's in a polygamous relationship.
Who's Dr. Bryant?
Dr. Bryant, the female, light skin, real pretty, big butt, always interviews like...
I'll Google her and look her up.
Is but that the one who just did Nick Cannon and all of them? And, yeah, but listen, she said that if you have children... Mm-hmm. I can't date a man with children because I'm in a polygamous relationship because he has other relationships with his kids' mothers. Whether they're having sex or not, he has to talk to them, communicate with them, attend to their feelings, show up for them. If you go to all these people for whenever you need these, when you want to vent, when you want to do this, you're...
This is a narcissist.
You're poly.
I feel like this...
You're poly, Jade. No. Jade is poly.
I can't have no friends outside of my...
I never looked at it.
No, she didn't say just friendships. When she wants to vent and dump, she has a person to call for that.
A friend?
And they answer. That's not the same. When she wants a level of intimacy, she knows who she can trust with those
guys. Can it just be compartmentalization?
But everybody doesn't have...
It doesn't have to be what you're saying. I feel like it's subjective. What works for her is what works for her, but you don't have to put the title...
So Jay's not poly?
You don't have to put the title of polygamy on it.
Jay, you're poly.
That's so harsh.
Jay, I'm sorry to break it to you. You're poly. Instead of you...
People always trying to convince
me. I'm not poly. I'm not poly. I'm fixed. I'm not poly. I don't like anything. Yes, fixed like a dog, baby. I don't do anything.
Arf, arf.
Okay.
Jade's poly. I'm putting it out there. I'd rather be poly with Jade.
Please, let's get back. Okay. So at the end of the day, for whoever's question this is, I think the bottom line is self-love. And like Jade said, I think it's very important. Let's get back.
Applications online right now, poly with Jade.
Oh, God.
No.
Kodak, let me finish, please.
Please drop your LinkedIn below.
Let me finish.
That could be a show.
Poly with Jade. Juicy that one.
Cree.
Teach, poly with Jade. Talk to Now That TV.
Please, thank you. Oh, my gosh.
Casting at trapeze. Okay, I'm done.
At the end of the day, I think it's about...
Go ahead. They can hear them all.
Okay. Perfect. At the end of the day, I think it's so important for you to focus on...
If you're not getting a check, you should break your neck.
Jada! Fuck!
It's a shot still to this day right now.
At the end of the day, we got time.
Okay. I just... I just want to close it out, guys.
You don't have no more questions? Let's answer another one.
We got a big question at the end.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, just let me wrap this out, and then you can do the next question.
Y'all ain't got no hot dogs over there?
What the fuck?
No, I'm still playing.
Okay. Seriously.
You're autistic. What the fuck?
You cannot say that. Take that out.
I was about to say something else.
No. Take that out.
Okay.
A little autistic.
At the end of the day, I think you should focus on self-love and find... I'm just waiting. I think you should
have a little riz with that tease.
I think you should focus on self-love and find someone that loves you just the way you are.
Yes.
Right. Yes. Okay. That's it.
Big homie Jay, anything else you got going on that people need to know about?
I got a lot of stuff. It's in the process stage of being...
What?
She's her OnlyFans debut. Is it an OnlyFans debut? Why are you being so secretive?
Nah, I got a lot of stuff that's being in the process of being copywritten and finalized.
I can't really
talk about it or put it out there yet.
Is it like...
But
visual?
If you tune in to my my Instagram is Baby Jade, BabyJade. If you tune in to that, then you know what I'm saying, like, you'll be able to stay updated with like all of the stuff that I have going on.
I love that.
Do you
Big
have any
Baloney? I know is gonna, you know, put it out there too. So,
oh,
like,
yeah, definitely, for sure.
No, but in a, yeah,
Jade is, I say this all the time, like, to myself, but like, I ain't no killer, but like, if Jade asked me to catch about it, I'd at least consider it.
Cause like, what kind of body?
Jay said, I need this nigga.
I have butterflies.
Like one person or like a drive-by?
Nah. Multiple people, nah. One person, I
that's like, still a lot. To kill one person, like, that's a lot.
You might as well go out with a bang, you're gonna get the same time.
Right? Why do you know that, Jade?
Allegedly.
Oh, allegedly.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
I've sat in on a lot of trials.
Are you gonna put money on his books, huh?
Man, I flood that nigga up. I get the shit.
You have a library.
That's
Jade. Like, he ain't even got to order commissary. I'm
public defender. Not with Jade. Jade don't play public defender.
Jade gonna make Brian steal on my shit.
You heard it from Jade. What's a public defender?
Yeah. Okay, so visual
the
shit.
The best of the best, top of the top.
Visual shit that you got popping is dropping soon. Before the year's out.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes, definitely.
For sure. Okay.
Do you have any? Sorry. Do you have any like community events coming up that either we can come to or people can come to back to school?
And we're doing some like single mother stuff. Lil Mac Savage has some. It's a lot of stuff that I'm doing. Some stuff with the mayor's office. Like it's a lot of stuff coming up.
We outside.
So yeah, like community. You know, that's my thing. Like right. I love doing good in the hood. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of stuff coming up.
I think you really are a staple in the community, though. Like, I think the things you do, I definitely think it needs to.
Yay!
I do think you do need to get better at telling people what you do, because I think when you say you do everything, there's a lot of things you're missing in that.
Yeah,
you are community.
Leaves a lot to be desired.
Yeah.
Because you are community. You are community.
Thank you.
For sure.
Thank you. Yeah.
But I also don't feel like you have to have a title. I feel like we get so caught up in the title.
She's not Polly. Like, all right. She's
I'm
not
just
Polly.
Saying the titles, the Polly titles Polly, just ruin it. Like, because you're so much more than this one title.
Jade, you're Polly. Just want to say off camera.
She's not Polly.
You're Polly. We'll talk.
She's just more than the title.
She's polygamy.
And I think you should be embraced for everything that you do.
Hey.
Especially for
happy
your
birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, DJ. Happy birthday to you.
It's Jay Bryant.
It's getting misty.
Oh my God.
Make a wish.
Kodak.
Okay, I'm making a wish.
What can the girl who has everything ask for? Use that throat. Use the throat. I'd rather throat with Jade.
Use the throat.
It was her first time, guys.
Yeah, I've never done that before.
She's never done that
Happy
before.
Happy birthday.
I'd rather throat with Jade. I like that. I actually like that.
Oh, my God. Y'all are fucking crazy, man. Like, y'all. Oh. Did I get a woo? Not a get a bitch to drop something.
Yeah, because you almost cried like 3 times in here.
No, like, yeah, this is fucking crazy. And then it just came out with the cake. Like,
like we got deep, but she cried.
This is nuts. I keep making me say shit that could be used out of context.
Right? No, seriously.
Which part?
This is nuts.
All of it.
This
all
is
of
nuts.
It.
Oh God, I've never done this before. Can I blow on it? You know, just take a pic.
I'd rather nut with Jade is crazy. But the adult industry is lucrative if you're ever looking to go into.
How do you know?
I actually had a, I'll tell you.
We'll talk.
Yeah. I'm a mom now, so it doesn't matter. I'm a mom.
Yeah.
Can we cut the cake?
Of course. Damn, this is crazy.
And we're done.
And we're done.